96 in reverse.
It is 96 in reverse, and you can't have the worst of my drink, and we can switch places. Now we are in reverse.
Hello and welcome to 96 in reverse with your host Peter, Cedric, Michelle, and Nate. Hello, hey, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing? Yes.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on this beautiful Saturday here in Orlando, Florida? Oh
my gosh, it's Saturday? What?
It's Saturday.
I feel like I'm time traveling. I don't know how the weeks just keep passing by.
It goes quick, and in my work day, my work Monday is a Sunday. So once I get to Wednesday, it's like, oh, it's Thursday, and Thursday's Friday. So it's like, yes.
Yeah,
and so Fridays are great.
Mm-hmm. Your weekend's just wrapping up then.
Listen, I've been sick for the past 3 weeks now. And it's been kicking my bejiggy. Like, terrible. So I won't be doing too much talking today.
That's fair.
And let's see. So I have a question. What was one bad thing that one of your ex did to you that you can remember?
That's a lot of stuff. Like, how do I choose just one?
Yes. Like, okay, the worst ex? Or just any ex, or the worst thing an ex has done to me.
Just anything that they have done to you.
I don't know if I don't know if I can go with the worst. I had an ex, like my last one, my last relationship before Peter. I was dating this guy, and he was a flirt, so he was actually talking to five other girls when we were dating. So that was interesting, but I'm glad I'm not in that relationship anymore.
Yeah. I guess I have to go with the
no names, please.
Bajillion of them. That dude. It was I think the ultimate thing is betrayal. Nobody wants to feel betrayed once you give yourself to somebody. So being cheated on and being caught in the act of cheating was the biggest betrayal for me, coming in the home. And I'm like, whoa, yeah, I was supposed to be out a little longer, but yo,
that's just terrible. Like, I really feel for you, because like that, like happening in the home too.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, this is not even your apartment. You moved in with me.
Wow, I would throw everything away. I don't know.
I would throw
the mattress away.
Yeah, and like a Lysol everything or something, because it's like the disrespect. Like, you come into my home and you're going to do this? Like, you didn't even want to go get an apartment, not apartment, like a hotel or a one-star, two-star motel, something.
Nothing. It was the easiest thing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tried to rekindle our friendship, but no, it doesn't work.
What is gone is gone.
What is dead is dead.
Some things need to stay gone, you know.
I agree.
I just think that, like, for me, I know some people don't agree with it, but I'm fine with, like, if I have some relationships and we ended up on, like, amicable terms and stuff, then I'll be friends with them. But I would say most of my exes I'm not friends with for good reason and everything. But I think, like, something like that, I'm not sure if I could get around to being with somebody still, because I would just be reminded by all the, like, the cheating that they did. Like, and that messes you up. I'll just say, for me, that last guy I was talking about, whenever I went to sleep, he would wait for me to go to sleep, and then he would hang up that phone. Because, you know, back then, like, I don't know if you ever did this, where you would be on the phone talking to somebody until you fall asleep and stuff, like the stuff you used to do when you were younger. I don't know. And whenever as soon as I fell asleep, he would hang up the phone, and then he would start texting other girls. and like, that's when it would start. And so when I found that out, it like messed up with my mind psychologically, because I was like, oh man, I can't go to sleep, because when I go to sleep, he's going to start doing this stuff. And like, I ended up staying up waiting for him to pass out. And then I went and like, I crossed boundaries, went and raided his phone, and then found out he was cheating and stuff. So yeah, I'm just glad that like, I'm not paranoid anymore, but that took a while to get over that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Nate? Like, what happened to you?
Oh boy. So I had this one ex, in high school. Whole shebang, just cheating, put his hands on me. Like, I almost couldn't escape, so. Yeah, it was rough. Cheated on me with, I think, 15 girls, and I kept forgiving him.
At the same time, or like, it was just one after another, or I guess?
Like, it one after another, then put his hands on me. Putting his hands on me was the last thing he could have done, so I was like, I'm done with this. This is, no. I was 17, so that's the worst.
Yeah.
I'm 30 now, so that's still my worst relationship.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah. Well, so.
I didn't know we were going to go that deep, but
well, you were like, me, what's the worst thing?
Yeah, I'm still talking about like basic stuff. Like, you guys have been deep.
That is that's what you asked for. Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
first of all,
I was not gonna go that deep. Let me tell you what happened to me. The girl said to me, "We're done. Fuck you, basically. Peace." And then she left a doo-doo the size of this freaking long arm in the toilet. That I had to cut into like six different pieces to shove it down to flush it.
That's nuts.
That's what I meant by like the worst thing. But you guys took like, it like deep.
I mean, you didn't even, Peter.
I didn't know you meant funny. I thought you meant like something super traumatic, you know?
No, yeah. The worst thing when we went there.
You guys did.
All three of us thought of the same thing. So communicate better, sir.
I will next time, obviously.
You know what the problem here was? No. I will not be quiet right now. Because Pete and I had a conversation earlier. And I told him, I was like, this is the worst thing an ex did to me. So I was like, oh, you want me to share this? Okay. No,
that's not what I was talking about.
Well, damn.
Damn. Okay. Now, let's go back to the question.
Mm-hmm.
Love language.
Yes.
Let's talk about love language. So,
can I go first?
Wait, I'm going to ask the question first.
Love language. Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Let me read the question first. I forgot the question.
Oh, ooh.
And you guys know I have dyslexia, so this is going to be busher up. What is one of the things that makes you feel most loved and appreciated by your partner?
Well, hold up. Let me go take a quiz first. I don't even know myself.
We do have a quiz.
Yes.
We do.
I already took mine. I used that site already. You
took fast. I think I've taken mine before, but I don't
know. No, I took mine months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that was also me, but yeah, I forget. Let me go and... I want to take mine again, because I feel like it changes over time.
It does. It does. Mine has. Mine used to be words of affirmation.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And now it's physical touch. So if you're not touching me in some way, I feel like you hate me. I feel like you hate me, and I'm just like, okay. I'm just like, all right, guess we're doing this.
Yeah.
I guess we're doing this.
I think it's like good that. For you to do it every so often, because you definitely change in time, you know? So I think it is important to take it once in a blue, because you might change. Like, one of the questions that I asked here was, do you like receiving emails or texts or notes? Or do you want to be like, I think it said, together in a room, just spending time doing your own thing?
Yeah, it's more meaningful to me. One of the questions is, it's more meaningful to me when someone sends me a loving note, text, email for no special reason, or I hug someone I love.
For me, it's a hug and spending quality time.
Yeah,
those two are
physical,
like,
touch
top tier.
Because physical touch for me, if you accept that I touch you, that means you like me.
Yeah. Yep. Same here.
And if I misjudge that, then you need to say that.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense, because you can tell. I think everything goes with frequencies, emotions, feelings, whatever you want to call it, forces. But when you're in a room, you can kind of feel the person's energy of what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, or certain things that they do or certain things that they talk about. But especially when you guys are on the same page, when it's sexual, you can feel that. When it's sexual or relationship, you feel that magnetic pull towards each other, I feel. Mm-hmm. I haven't felt that way in a long time. But you'll feel it. Some interesting questions still on here.
Yeah, I'm trying to blaze through these right now.
The quiz, I think, has a paywall, if I remember correctly.
I was trying to remember if this thing does or doesn't.
The love language quiz is cool. Mm-hmm.
It didn't have one until recently, so.
Ugh.
Yeah. But it shows you your top love language, which is good.
I mean, that's good enough. I'll be okay with that.
Okay. Mine was physical touch.
It's meaningful when someone I love puts their arm around me in public. Or someone I love surprised me with a gift. Being that I am a gay person, openly gay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Huh. Let's go forward. I shall answer that question later.
Some of these are tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I think which one.
Yeah.
Let me go back and see which one it was. It says, my partner doesn't interrupt me while I'm talking, or gift giving is an important part of our relationship. I'm like, I went and chose the doesn't interrupt me while I'm talking.
Right. Well, you know, you're going to get interrupted when you talk. That naturally happens with everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm around someone I love, even if you're not really doing anything. I can be comfortable holding hands, high-fiving, or putting my arm around someone I love. Interesting.
I think I underestimate how long this quiz is. I'm like, oh man. I love quizzes, but I'm really trying to blaze through it, and I don't know when it's going to end. I feel like it's starting to ask me the same stuff just to make sure that I know what I want, and I'm like, I think I know at this point. Okay, I think I got it. Okay. Mine is it's changed over time, so mine is 37% acts of service. Yeah.
Okay.
That has changed over time. Before, it used to be quality time and or words of affirmation or physical touch. It used to be kind of like those three would be the ones that tied with. But right now, it's acts of service, I guess. Yeah, I think it's, and what they were saying is most likely, like, whenever I'm feeling, if you're feeling stressed and stuff, and let's say you're studying for something or something's coming up and you're really stressed, and, like, I think what Peter used to do for me, whenever I had a quiz or a test for school, he would go and get me some Godiva chocolate, because we remember talking about, if you had chocolate and you take it before a test or before you're studying, it can help you. I don't know if that's true or not, but it can help you study and learn more. So he would just show up with chocolate covered strawberries, and that was like our thing.
Interesting.
So I guess I have like a gift and also acts of service. I don't know.
Mm.
I mean, it would be a tie, I would say.
Yeah.
Nate,
yours is, you said that yours is words of affirmation?
No, physical touch.
Oh, physical touch. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mine is also physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this and is crazy. What?
What?
So am I.
Wow. Well, wait a minute. It says physical touch 27%.
Mine so it is doesn't 30%. Show
you. So it doesn't show you the other ones.
Yeah. What if it's like all table. Tied? You know. Yeah, the pay for.
So I have three that were back to back to back.
Yeah.
Which was it was physical touch, quality time, and words of affirmation. Those three. And what's funny is that it matched perfectly with my partner's when mm-hmm. we first took it. So we took it last year and there wasn't a paywall. So I don't know why they did a paywall now. But ours matched perfectly and it was absolutely wild.
Oh wow.
And we're like, oh my god, we're twins.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, they probably got really popular and mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, mine was physical touch, and I do agree with physical touch because I like to be touched and I like to touch. And that tells me, touch tells you, you know, you get vibrations off of touch. You get energy off of touch for sure.
Yeah.
And I think,
So for you, Cedric, would you say that like, are there certain types of touch that you do like more than others or ones that you don't like?
Actually, it's just surface level touch. It's like, hey Michelle, how you doing? I just touch your arm. That tells you know, that's just me saying, hey, I'm here and I want to make sure you're okay with me. You're cool with me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying just go around touching everybody, no. But if comfortable, you know, if we're friends, I've known you, you know, and I just want to check the temperature.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it depends, mm-hmm. right? Because some people, mm-hmm. they like to be touched only by people that, you know, they're mm-hmm. intimate with, but they don't mm-hmm. like to be touched by anybody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or some people, they just love hugs. Like, I love to hug. I don't give a shit. I go hug everybody.
Yeah,
except
for
some people, you can really tell the vibe where they really don't want to mm-hmm. hug, and I'm like, okay, I won't hug you then.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just that, you know, that hey girl, and you just touch their forearm or mm-hmm. their bicep area, and that's it.
Okay.
And it's not like I'm gonna grab your arm or touch your back or, you know, something like that, unless we're going in for a hug.
Mm-hmm. Slap the right ass cheek or something, or
yeah, all that shite. So no. But that's how I am. But I used to, I'm a very touchy person. I've been that way since I was a kid. I used to brush my teacher's hairs and all that kind of stuff, braid girls' hair when I was in high school, all that stuff. It was crazy. But as you get older, times change, you know. People look at things differently, and I don't do those things anymore.
Well, I was going to say, if you still want to braid hair or brush hair, that's like, I actually want to, I like being on the receiving end.
Mm-hmm.
I have my friends when we were younger, they used to love braiding my hair because my hair texture was different from their hair. And so,
oh, really?
Yeah. So I grew up in a community where predominantly it was like mostly Hispanic and Black, like people who were in the apartment complex where I was living. And so all my friends, they were mostly Black and stuff. So they would like to braid my hair, and they would give these little, they had to do these micro braids because if they made the braids a little bit too big, then my hair would be super slippery and it would just like unbraid as you're braiding it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but if you do the micro braids, the really tiny ones, then they'll stay. But yeah. And I think when I was younger, I used to love it when my mom like went and combed my hair. Like I think that's a de-stressor for me too. So And so I like to comb other people's hair, but yeah, I guess as you said, like as you get older, you just don't get to run around brushing or combing people's hair.
Yeah. I mean, I used to bond with my mom by brushing her hair, except the way I would brush the hair would be not very delicately because I was a very tomboy child. So I would just go in with the brush and just slam it on her head and just drag it down.
Not slam it on her head.
And she was like, Natasha, you gotta do it gently. Or you're not going to do it at all. And I was like, okay. And I would slam it again.
Well. How are you going to help me with this, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was a tough kid. I was very, very tough. But I did love braiding. Braiding was so much fun.
I loved braiding as a kid. I used to, my sister taught me how to braid. When we were kids, used to braid the Barbie dolls. And then one day I just went to school and I just started braiding people's hair and not thinking that I was even doing it, that I, you know, it just came natural. I love doing it. I enjoyed it so much.
Well, you guys are talking a lot about brushing hair and stuff, and you just reminded me how my hair is like super tangled right now, and I'm like dreading it, which is why it's in a bonnet. I'm dealing with it day by day, but oh my god, I'm letting my scalp rest.
Mm-hmm. But so for me, for my next relationship, something that I look for, speaking about physical touch, yes, is making sure that person does accept physical touch. Because you get into relationships with people and they don't like to be touched until it's time to be intimate. Or you're in a relationship and somebody says, you can touch me, I'm not a touchy person. And you don't want that in the back of your mind. It's kind of like, okay, when can I touch you then? You know?
Oh, no, that's the worst.
Yeah, so it's the worst feeling. So that's why I want to protect my physical. Physical touch is my number one thing. I don't even have like the other ones. Physical touch would be 90%.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Let me see. I'm thinking how to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Within a time period, what would have been the perfect time period for you to be on?
I think that's a very loaded question.
What time period would you have been that would have been perfect for you? Because
think of
you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. No, I heard something else.
Oh, I was going to say, it's difficult for me to answer because, like, I'm going to consider things like being a, you know, a woman, like a female at birth. And, you know, like, some rights that may not have existed at some periods. So it's like, I want, like, naturally in the media, we want to romanticize certain periods of time, but it's like, do we want to go back to some periods of time? I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, me neither. Actually, I'd rather not answer it.
So I have another question. What is considered a romantic dinner for you?
Oh, we totally switched.
Yeah, listen, I'm asking the questions today. I'm trying to find out your love language.
I want to answer that last question
Cedric go and if you want to answer that one, go for it.
The last question, I would love to go back into the 80s. I know that I'm gay, and going back to the 80s was a really hard time for the gay community. I mean, every decade before that was too, but the 80s was really pointed out because, you know, we made an outbreak on living out loud, and that's where I feel like it started. So I would love to be a part of that era. The only downside of being a part of the 80s, you know, AIDS took over at that time.
Yeah.
So a lot of people died from AIDS. That would be the only part I'd be like, you know what? No, not the '80s. But if I had to choose, it would be the '80s. I think the '80s was a good time. Drugs were getting, you know, what, cocaine and all that shit was coming out, and you know, I wouldn't be a part of the cocaine committee, but you know, it was different times. It was a movement. It was a change in,
you know,
in the world.
I imagine it was good cocaine too. So good, like top tier quality cocaine. You know, like I think nowadays I don't know. I don't do cocaine, but you know, just hearing on the streets, everything's just cut and laced with a whole bunch of other stuff that you don't want.
Yeah.
That is so funny because I was talking to my doctor the other day and we were talking about
cocaine,
serotonin, and he's like, there's different ways to get serotonin. I mean, you can take the medication or you can go and take cocaine. Of course, we don't want to take cocaine. So I was like, what? Cocaine gives you serotonin?
I didn't know that. Bringing that up to my thought process. Okay.
I didn't know that. So I learned something new that day. But we're not taking that method. So wait, going back to the question I asked you, what is considered a romantic setting for you for dinner?
Who wants to go first?
Including the time, the place, the location, what you want on the table. Give me everything you want.
Break down. Like candlelit, nighttime. Intimate.
I became so bougie. Like
white table.
In the past weekend.
What did you do this weekend?
I tried filet mignon, and I've been craving it every single day now.
Oh, I can't go back now.
Oh my god. So I went on a date with my partner and my crush.
Wait, did he try your filet mignon? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry, what kind of filet mignon are we talking about?
No, we're talking about the meat cut. Excuse you. but no, I went, it was interesting because it was a date, but it was at 10 a.m. So we caught a movie at 11 a.m. Hard Eyes. Really good. I recommend it. Super funny.
Okay.
Not sponsored by them.
It's like a horror comedy one, right?
It's a horror comedy.
Slasher?
Yeah, so it's like a rom-com, but there's like the funniest twist, and it's like, oh, it was so good.
I gotta go see it.
So we were just watching it, and we were just in each other's presence, and it was nice. And then we went for brunch, but it was more like lunch. At like lunch or dinner at like 1 p.m. And then after that, we went to a brewery and we had a couple of IPAs. It was such a nice day. It was so great. I was happy. So I would say a nighttime date, definitely, in the winter. Candlelit, filet mignon. However many partners I have at the time. Yeah, that would be it. Gift exchange. I mean, you guys can't see it at home, but my crush gave me this, and it's super cute.
Wait, what is that?
That is pretty cute. It looks like a bear. I don't know what it is. What it is, Nate?
It's a cat.
Oh, it's a cat.
It's a cat holding a heart. And it has heart ears. Heart ears and heart feetsies. And it's so cute.
Look at that. So nice. Yeah.
And she got me candy. And I got her a few things. I got her shower steamers, a blanket. Because her thing is reading. She loves to read. So because she loves to read, I was like, I'm going to get you something for coloring. So, like that, we switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
But I made, like, such a cozy little basket for her. And even her purse, like the tote that I gave it in, had her initial, and it was like super cute. And I was like,
oh. That's super nice. So it was like a gift basket.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
I know that was like pretty big at some point a couple years ago, but I haven't heard anything about gift baskets in a while. So it's good. Like, I think, like, if it were me and I get a gift basket, I'd be pretty excited about that because you just don't see them too often nowadays.
Too often, yeah. You don't see gift baskets.
Yeah, usually you get like one thing, but it's like, oh man, I get a whole bunch of stuff. Like, oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we did the gift exchange at the IPA brewery. So we were just sipping on some alcohol, and then she was getting like super excited over each item. And I was like, wait until the next thing. And she was like, there's more?
Oh, wow.
So at least you guys had fun.
Yeah, no, it was so much fun. I can't wait to see her again. And obviously my partner as well, my male partner.
Yeah, but, you know. I wanted to clarify that. I wanted to make sure the callers or the listeners were listening and heard what you said. You were with your crush and your partner. Two different people, right?
Yes, two different people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to make sure we're... And nobody, it worked out well.
What do you mean it didn't work out well?
No, I'm saying, did it work out well?
Oh, did it work out well? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Interesting.
So interesting. It's kind of like where you and your partner are trying to figure out if your crush is going to be more than a crush or...
Yes.
I mean, yeah, okay.
Because I mean, I'm the thing, and we both crush on her now.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So now it's a matter of telling her.
Okay.
And I'm super anxious because, like I said, a few episodes back, she's straight. But I jokingly did mention that so is spaghetti until it gets wet.
Until it's cooked, but you know.
Well, if she didn't know, she listens to the show. Welcome to the party.
Welcome.
I
wonder, like, does she know? Or, I mean, or she's just thinking, oh, this is a very nice couple just getting me gifts or something. Or maybe she does know.
No, she does. Yeah. She knows. I think she knows just because I send her memes and they're usually like lesed out memes.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just like, here you go. I just present it to her. And she's like, aw, okay. And we call each other boo. So it's like, you know, I feel like she knows. For the most part. And we send kisses and hearts and all that stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So it's like, I feel like she knows, but now I'm questioning, is she really straight?
I mean, I don't think everyone's like 100% straight anyway, so.
No, of course not. Yeah. I consider sexuality a spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
I do agree with that. And it's just, I think we've just narrowed it to, it's supposed to be this, this, and this. And then everybody's all in their programmed feelings because of what one person changed, and it changed the whole nation. That's my look on it.
Talking about the whole nation, who's gonna answer the question?
What question?
Okay, Michelle, did you answer the question? The romantic dinner?
Yeah.
I was
giving chunks of it. Okay. I was like, nighttime, white dinner. Yeah. I'm gonna set the scene here, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's how we railed off.
Cedric. Yeah.
I didn't do mine yet, so I can tell you mine. I was ready to give my answer.
Yeah, we could say the same too, Pete. I was like, we need to hear from you as well.
Mm-hmm. A night at the park on a blanket.
Okay.
A bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. Maybe a candle or two there. And dinner can be simple. And, you know, my main dish of choice would be conversation, getting to know each other, making that bond, creating that foundation. That's the food that I'd be looking for because I want to know my partner. I want my partner to know me. If it's that night where we say, hey, we're going to be in a relationship, I think everything needs to be laid out on the table. And something in that setting would be beautiful to do it in, you know? If you and that person is true to themselves.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that that is very nice to get to know someone. And I don't know why it reminds me of something that I was listening to the other day. It said that in the beginning, we try to get to know people that we're going to be in a relationship with or something with, right? And then over time, we can start to take people for granted. We stop getting to know or getting curious about our partners. So they said the challenge is to continue to try to learn something new about them every day. Because, I mean, everyone wants that kind of attention. Like, oh, they still want to know about me and know what I like, what makes me tick.
Yeah. And I just really think, you know, when you start a relationship, it's so fiery and it's fun. And sometimes we get it caught up in that where we're okay with just dealing with that. But then we forget that, okay, after this high goes down, what else do I need to know? Or what else do I need to do? How do I keep this firing? And I think that's where a lot of relationships lose because they just simply don't ask those questions. Oh, let me see. Michelle likes to sing. Let's go out to karaoke sometimes. Let's whatever. Just use an example. And it's funny because my cousin asked her dad, what did he like about her mom? And he was like, oh, yeah, she can cook and she can. No, she said, no. That's cooking stuff and all that. That everybody can cook. What do you like about her? You know, and he thought about it. He's like, that she can sing. She can sing very well. And she was like, okay, good. Have you told her that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then that just opened up another whole realm. Like, okay, you know, sometimes that was a confirmation that her, you know, my aunt was like, oh, you know, that was nice to hear.
Yeah.
That was lovely to hear that my husband knows that I can sing well. You know, he never told me that out of the 20-something years that we've been together.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's, you gotta, like, we think these things, but we forget to say them too. So I think in your case, like, your aunt is so important that she could hear that he appreciated and he saw her, you know, as loving to sing and liking to sing.
But everything can be done in communication. Mm-hmm. Everything can be released in communication.
That's true.
Everything can be saved in the communication, you know, and communication is not going to be perfect all the time, but communication gives people to think about what the other person said, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever the case may be, but communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, communicate properly.
It's kind of funny for me. I like old style.
Oh.
So I like old style. Let's chase a little. Let's go out to dinner. Let's keep a little distance, which is funny because me and Michelle did this. Let's keep a distance. Let's yell at each other a little, you know. Let's keep a distance, you know.
And how long have you been married again?
Me and Michelle.
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years.
Almost 15.
Natural and normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's give a distance. Let's chase each other a little. Let's go to a dinner. You know, let's enjoy dinner. Not an expensive dinner. A cheap-ass dinner. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, because the thing is, if you start taking people to expensive dinner, it's expected all the time nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this new dating life is not... It's weird. Go ahead, Peter. I'm sorry to cut you off.
So, cheap dinners. Let's go to McDonald's. Let's have a conversation about stupid stuff. Let's spend all night on the phone talking about junk. Let's get to know each other.
Like,
and I think that you should do that again. Okay. If you remember how you met your spouse or your husband and you're married now, why you don't try that? If your relationship is rocky, try it again. Mm-hmm. Remember why you fell in love with that person originally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the things that I liked about Michelle. She was like, I am going to California. And there's a song that I have. It's called The Polka Dot Dress, that I wrote, which is funny because she went to California and she told me she was not coming back. And bitch surprised me. She came back with a polka dot dress and the rest was history.
Well, I went to visit my family in California that I hadn't seen in like 10 years. And there was a possibility that I would transfer going from college in the state where I was in Georgia over to California. So that I was just being up front and everything. But I ended up being able to figure out like my school stuff. So I came back to Georgia and everything, continued going to school here. So, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I think it's interesting how you said, Peter, to recreate how you met and everything. And I'm just trying to replay it because, I mean, Pete and I met through a cheesecake, a slice of cheesecake that he was not supposed to eat. It was meant for another person, a mutual friend. And I'm like, I'm just trying to imagine like calling up our other mutual friend and be like, hey, I need you to go and pick up Peter and then, you know, go and get some cheesecake and then have Peter eat it again. And then he's going to have to go through you're going to have to go and have lactose intolerance again with this cheesecake, but oh well.
Right. And subscribers, if you're listening to this, this cheesecake story came up on a previous episode. So
yeah, dude.
If you're here, then you heard the story before, but not as detailed as Michelle is telling it.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I try cheesecake. To be succinct. Yeah, the cheesecake, one day I'll make the cheesecake again. I have a joke. It's that every time I make a cheesecake, you know, I'm going to end up getting wifed up. So I try not to go and make this cheesecake.
Yeah, I'm going to wipe her up.
I don't know. I mean, like, you know, we can't share it with too many people because then they'll be like, oh, who's the person who made this cheesecake? I need to go meet them. What?
Then they'll come in like an eagle and swipe her up.
Yes, gonna instant at the eagle sound when they come in and swoop in for things. Oh my gosh.
All right, did everybody answer the questions?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
we did.
Okay, I have another one.
Oh, you got a lot of questions.
How do you prioritize, I can't say that word.
Prioritize
self-love and self-care in the midst of a relationship?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy.
I mean, it's easy for me now. It used to be difficult for me before, but now
it's easy. Yeah, it's, I do agree with that, Michelle.
It's correct. Now, because you guys are older, but if you were younger, how do you prioritize to have a relationship with somebody, being with them 24/7 and all that stuff?
I don't know if I can speak to younger. My younger self was terrible. I wanted to be with that person all the time to the point where they got sick of me. And I was like, now I can't do that. I was like, I see Nate. If y'all could see Nate is hiding behind a can of Monster right now. Zero sugar. Yeah, I've been guilty. I think a lot of people have been guilty of that. I'm not too ashamed to say it. I was stuck to somebody and I didn't know my boundaries. I was constantly showing up because I want to spend time with somebody. I want to be in your life. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know, you suffocating me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. So now I learned not to do that. Like, I think, you know, I'm married and all, but let's just say, hypothetically speaking, in the future or in another life, a parallel life or something, right? And I was single and I was dating somebody, I would have to learn to space it out. Like, I want to see you, but you know what? And since I got like a 9-to-5 kind of ish job, I'm just going to see you like once a week or maybe on the weekend, you know, when it's convenient for me and you, you know, but I'm not going to like be showing up at your house like every day. Yeah. That's something I've had to not do.
No, not what about me. Not me telling my partner right after they leave my apartment, I miss you, come back.
I've definitely been there too.
Mm-hmm. that defines the other question then. Is it because you're in a new relationship?
No.
Do you think that comes from like the catering side of yourself, where you want to be there for them, show them that you love them, also, mm-hmm. you know, gift giving, hey, I want to give you no reasons to look elsewhere.
Possibly that. Maybe abandonment issues too.
abandonment deeper inside. Yeah. Abandonment issues. But, you know, I can talk, you know, I'm here at 38 now that I can definitely say, yes, that was definitely a big learning curve, understanding your boundaries and people, you know, don't like. It seemed like the less that you do anything to a person with a person, the more they want to be around.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the more you do, the less that they don't want to be around. It's so crazy. It's so weird how it works. And I hate those mind games, but mm-hmm. life is life, right?
I know. Yeah. I hate that too. But like, what is it? They talk about it as stoicism now. They're like, oh, mm-hmm. you gotta be a love stoic. You can't like chase people right away, or you gotta put time in between. And I mean, at one part of me, it's like, oh, you know, this does make sense. The other part of me, it's like, when I fall for someone, I fall hard and I fall fast. And they become like I still got my hobbies and everything, but you know, they become almost like my world and stuff. And I've had to make sure that now I'm like, hey, there's me, there's you, mm-hmm. and then there's a we. You know, mm-hmm. we can't be like, we got to have separate things going on too.
Right. Yeah,
no, I agree with that. I agree with that. The reason I was hiding behind the can is more because of I always say I miss you first. I've noticed.
Okay.
But they do say it back. So, like, I feel content in that. But for me, it's because so I do long distance. I feel like long distance is best for me.
Mm-hmm. Really? Because,
yeah. Like, it works out so much better for me.
Yeah, how does that work with the physical touch thing? Because I know you do like
yeah,
physical,
like, I like the physical
touch, and I'm like, how do I smell this person? Yeah. Or
yes, yes, yes. So that's the thing.
Take their shirt before they leave home.
I know. In your shirt.
I got underwear here somewhere.
No, I don't need the underwear. Just give me your shirt.
Nate, you didn't need that information. That's too much.
You just got the pair of drawers like just on the wall hanging.
No. No, they're clean. They're clean. Don't worry.
Okay, I thought they were, you know.
No, they're clean.
They were seasoned, I guess.
She said they were seasoned. They were ripe.
Oh my God. AKA marinated.
When they sitting, you know, when they walked in outside and
yeah, they're like, I'm gonna need to go learn.
No, they weren't a full shift, okay? No, they were not worn for a full shift, and then afterwards, no, they were clean. They left them here by accident, and I was like, I just have them somewhere. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. But with physical touch, so I'm weird. Mm-hmm. I like to torture myself to a certain degree.
Okay.
So it's like I like being deprived of something, which is physical touch. And then once I get it, I'm like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And then they go away again. Okay. And once they're back, it's like, oh my God, this is serotonin, cocaine, everything mixed together. This is amazing. And then they go away again. So I figured out, you know, a way that works, but also, because, so I'm a student, I'm a caregiver. So I have a lot going on in my own life. So so being distant just makes sense, in my opinion. Like, I can't be with someone who wants to be 24/7 together. But at the same time, I want to be 24/7 together. So it's contradictory. It's so contradictory. It's so weird.
Very much so. And I need you to figure that out soon.
I mean, it got something good going. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no. We've been together for a year and 5 months now. Oh.
Dang.
Excuse me. I retract what I said.
I feel like it's like I didn't even know it was a year and 5 months. It felt like 6 months or something when you were talking about your partner.
Yeah. No, it's been a year and 6 months now. We see each other monthly. Sometimes we see each other twice a month. And we got something good going, you know?
It's like you're getting your partner in like smaller doses, but they're very meaningful doses, you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, so that's good that you get to miss them, but so when you do see them, then it's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And in a way, I think sometimes they said distance is good. Like, I know it's different for, like, when you're living with someone, there's, like, a different aspect. Like, you got to, you know, I don't know if you've heard, like, where they say, like, it's different when you live with someone because you got to deal with, like, their idiosyncrasies and, like, like, maybe they like to leave their underwear all over the place, or you like, you know, different lifestyles clashing and stuff, and in a way you don't have to like necessarily deal with that, you know.
Yeah.
But let me say this, I think, go ahead.
I would say, see, for me, I can't do long distance. I did it once, and I think I said this in one of our previous episodes, that I dealt with somebody in New York, and it was just very hard to get there to him and him to me and all this other stuff. So we both, like I said, split up based on the fact that he just couldn't have his way with me or have me readily available when he got home, you know?
But wait, Nate, how far does he live from you?
So they live in Connecticut. I live in New York. So it's about 3.5 hours. And on a train. By driving.
Oh, okay.
On a train, it's 6 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the train needs to do stops, and then I need to get to the city, and then from the city, it's an hour drive from the station to their house, and it's just like...
Got you.
It's a lot
of stuff. Just wondering if it gets expensive, or, you know, if it's just traveling back and forth.
It depends on the season and like the month and stuff. It's very seasonal. Recently we've been driving. So they'll drive, visit me, visit my parents, and stay in my room, and you know, like last weekend that's like they were asleep next to me. Which is why like my camcorder was off.
While we were doing the podcast?
Yeah, like, it was dark. Cool. It was dark. They were just napping.
Didn't even know.
That's too funny.
I had no idea.
I think I mentioned it like twice or so.
Oh, I probably missed it. So sorry about that. Okay. Yeah, I didn't even know.
You're fine.
That's why she was fine. Like, I need to go. I need to go. I need to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were my partner waking up.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm glad that you had that company. And good vibes on everything. That was a nice move, you know?
Yeah.
When things in the world goes well, when everybody's together, it's really a good time.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, with this distance, it's manageable.
Mm-hmm.
If it was taking a plane, that would be a problem. That would be a problem. But, no, they're a state away. So it works out.
They're not like in Australia or something with super expensive flights. Different time zones.
Yeah. Would you even think about wanting to be in a relationship with somebody that lives in Australia?
Absolutely not. I'm staying within like, the States on the East Coast. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was like, let me look up what time it would be in Australia.
But what if you, they came over, they had a good English accent. You got to know them, and then next thing you know, it was like, oh yes, I'm European.
I'm not a sucker for accents, but you know.
Oh wait, you said you are or you aren't?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
That's what she says now.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's true. Like, accents don't do it for me.
You live in New York, you hear accent. All the accents.
Mm-hmm.
Cedric is all... Cedric is all...
Mm-hmm. Especially the Dominican Republic accent.
Yeah?
The Dominicans.
Oh, Peter, you are
if you're me. Saying something...
You are muted.
I'm sorry. We're going to have a section. It's called Peter's Dad Section.
Peter's Dad, yeah. I was going to say, every session we should talk about Peter's Dad.
Peter's Dad.
Let me tell
Peter's
you.
Dad's, Peter's Dad's Peter.
It's got it going on.
I had a nap before the podcast. Tell me how I dreamt about Peter's Dad.
Peter's Dad's Lord. Peter. That's what I want to have a dream about.
You guys are terrible.
Peter's dad's
at
Peter.
This point, we're going to have to bring Peter's dad onto the podcast, you know?
And you'll tell your dad to bring his Peter.
Yeah. Stop!
Oh, my God.
All the listeners are going to be so curious about Peter's dad.
And just to correct the listeners, he took care of me when I was little. So he's really my uncle, and I call him dad because he took care of me when I was little. So
that's why I'm so aggressive, because it's not really his father, it's his uncle. So if I did take him in the closet, you know, I'm gonna be it's not guilty.
I have stories with our uncle, and it's just like Cedric, I can't.
He is so fine to me.
This
so
man put me
freaking sexy.
No, this man put me in a suitcase with my cousin and a reptar.
Oh yes.
And just ran with us in the suitcase.
Oh, I would have loved it. I would have loved it. Suitcase. Yeah.
I was screaming and yelling, and it was the most fun I've had. It was great. So I had a dream like that I was little again.
And that's what was happening.
He is a fun person. I remember when I hit 18.
Mm.
Wait, hit 18 or 21? I can't remember. No, 21. It was midnight, and he took me to this bar in Miami, and they had girls dancing in the bar all around it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a strip club or?
So wait. So it's weird though, because it's not a strip club, because they were not naked.
Oh, okay.
But they had like these things where like you get frozen drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And this was years ago, and they have the frozen drinks, and the girl was like, "What do you want?" And I said, "Let me have the piña colada." And she's like, "Okay, cool." And I tried it, and she was like. I tried it, and I put a face. I was like, ew, you know, because I don't drink. So I was like, ew. And she's like, how old are you? I'm like, 20. And she pulled that pina colada so quickly from my hands. And she's like, let me see your ID. And I showed her my ID. She's like, you are 21 in a minute. So in a minute, I'll give it back to you.
Okay.
And literally... That was like the best night I had with him. He got me like food and stuff. It was great.
That's awesome.
It was great.
I love stories like that.
So, so my last question is, okay, and this is going to be a weird question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you had a famous, actually, let me break this into two. This is a very normal question everybody asks. Who's your celebrity crush? That's the first one. And the second one is, if you have a famous couple as your relationship mentor, who would they be and why?
I don't think I know any famous couples that come to mind.
Okay, it's kind of funny. I'll start with mine.
Okay.
Mine is kind of... Yeah, it's kind of fucked up now that I think about it.
Don't tell me it's OJ.
Hell no.
Oh,
no. Hell no.
This is fucked up.
Stop the madness.
Okay, so it's the love that she had for this person. It's Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah.
It's the love that she had for her husband. But then if you really think about it, that, she, really that he groomed up. Her.
Yeah, he did. Yep. He did groom her. He did.
So, so is the love that she had for the person is where I am intrigued as. And how... through the years, even now, she still loves the man. Like,
Isn't it crazy? It's a dangerous situation.
And she still loves him. Like, she still has not looked left or right, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of anybody being with her. So, that is my celebrity crush.
Bless you.
And she's also the relationship person that I will have to talk to, because how she treats her kids and all that stuff. There was something that I was watching the other day. Of course, like I like to say, Instagram. Man, Instagram should be our sponsor, because I mention them every single show.
It should be.
I know.
Get on it, Peter. Get on it.
That I totally forgot what I was going to say. ADHD, yeah, is kicking in. Okay, next question. Next person. Go and answer the question. Because mine went away.
I forgot the question.
Oh, it's like Who's celebrity crush.
Celebrity crush? And
and couples and or something?
Couple that could be a mentor in love.
Okay.
My celebrity crush. That's a good one.
My celebrity crush.
I got your
crush.
Answer, Peter's dad.
He's not a celebrity, though. He's my celebrity.
He is.
He's been into novellas.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He's been into novellas. Yes, he has.
Don't tell me that.
Is he on Telemundo?
Yes.
Mm. And he's also done music videos with Dio Valentino.
Yeah, he's done music videos and other stuff. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, then, before I knew all of that, and I met before I met Peter's dad, my favorite sexy celebrity that I always fell in love with is Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
I think he's sexy. His voice is deep. Vin Diesel used to be a dancer when he was younger. You can look up the YouTube videos.
Yeah, I've seen those.
He's so secretly sexy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's so cool and calm because it's like, I don't know, he's just so mysterious to me. And he just got that deep, sexy voice, and it's just like,
Have you seen that picture of him with hair?
Oh my God, I remember.
Yes.
He looks so different.
He's so different. He looks mint with his hair. Like, he looks black and white with his hair. But without his hair, I don't know what he looked like. He looks Spanish or something, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was Dominican for the longest time.
What is he actually?
I think he's...
Let's look it up.
Professionally Vin Diesel. Mark Sinclair is his name. Okay.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Mark Sinclair. Ooh, la la la.
It's kind of funny when you find out that the celebrities' names are not what they're.
I know. I hate that because I'd be like, Vin Diesel. No, it's Mark Sinclair.
It says that he is of ambiguous ethnicity. That's what he identifies as. And his mother has Scottish roots. He's never met his biological dad, so yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
His dad has to be black, though. I shouldn't say black, but something along, because he had black features.
Mm. Mm-hmm. He's got something, you know.
He got sazón.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit of seasoning.
Might that's not my be. Celebrity crush. He's so sexy to me. And I let him mop the floor with me.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, and who's your relationship mentor?
Relationship mentor would probably be a celebrity. I can pick a celebrity.
Yes.
Yep.
It has to be a celebrity.
Angela Bassett. Mm. I feel like she has answers to everything. She's strong. She's fearless. She says what's on her mind, and she says it in a confident, seasoned woman. And it feels like she's following you. You're following her to the water, and she's making you drink it. And when you drink it, it's just, it's not even making you don't feel like she's forcing you to drink it. It's just like, oh, it's going, I'm just drinking it naturally, you know. It's just the way she speaks and carries herself.
Yeah, you she's would definitely got be, presence.
Mm-hmm, the presence, exactly. I think she would be a great love person, or a great person to talk to about love and relationship.
I had to look her up. I just couldn't remember her.
Angela Bassett. The first time I saw Angela Bassett was What Love Got to Do with It. Tina Turner movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that was a great one.
Nate and Michelle.
I think Nate was gonna go. You had one in mind, right?
Yep. So mine is Peter Steele.
Ooh.
So I gotta look him up.
Just look
I'm
him,
looking
up.
Him up. Too.
First look him up and then we'll talk. So Peter Steele from Type O Negative.
Oh, that guy. That sexy vampire man who was gone too soon. Mm. I remember him.
Yes. Oh,
the guitar guy.
Bass. But yes.
Oh, excuse me, bass.
Bass guitar.
He got a body on it. I like his body.
Yep, got him up here.
We should hear his voice.
His voice is...
How did he die?
No. So his heart exploded.
Oh, he was 6'8". Oh, he was only 48.
Yep. His heart exploded. Because when he went straight from cocaine use, his heart gave out.
Mm.
So when he...
Oh, he didn't, like, reduce it. He just cold cut stopped.
Yeah, he was like, I'm done with this. I'm gonna focus on, you know, myself, be a better person, and focus on music. And he wanted to get married and have kids and stuff. So that part always makes me sad, because it's like he didn't get that chance.
Right.
But yeah, no, he's like my biggest celebrity crush ever. Like, if I could, I would have dinner with him. As for celebrity couples, I don't have one, because I see their relationships as always fleeting, and it's like, I don't want that. I want something strong with foundation and with depth to it, not something that just comes and goes with the tabloids. So,
yeah.
Michelle, which was yours?
I was going to say the same thing for me. It's when I think of celebrity couples, I guess it's not too many. There are celebrity couples that have, you know, stood the test of time, right? But when I think of celebrity couples, I think of, like, they get married and divorced, like, super quick, or the most that they'll go is, like, 10 years, whatever years. So I don't have any celebrity couples that I'd like to mentor for me or to be my mentor. I would say celebrity crush. Used to be John Cusack, a lot of 80s movies and stuff, but I have a type, I guess, Johnny Depp, but for sure, yes. Cillian Murphy is just so beautiful and so good looking, or like,
Johnny Depp, though.
Yes. Depp. Something Thank about, you. Like, just dark hair, like, lighter skin, and then just piercing eyes, and I'm just like, yeah. So
you're describing Peter Steele.
Let me.
Yes, let me, you know.
Let me take my hair down.
Oh, oh my God! Here comes Pete. Here comes Pete. Oh my God! Your hair is so long, Pete.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. I like it's Peter's beautiful. Hair. I think his hair is so nice.
Mm, you like Peter's hair?
Yes, because his hair reminds me of Pete Burns from Dead or Alive, and like really big 80s hair. So when Peter like just lets it go wild and free, I think it's just, I love the texture of his hair, because I think, you know, like I have straight hair. So for me, growing up with straight hair, it's very boring in my eyes because there's no volume. If I try to do stuff with it, it just goes back to being straight. It's, you know, but I think that when, you know, growing up, I see other people with different textures of hair. I think it's so cool when their hair can defy gravity, essentially. Like, if you just kind of brush Peter's hair, it just goes up, and my hair just goes down. It doesn't do anything.
That's too funny.
Mine is, let me look for a picture, actually. Mine withstands gravity somehow, and I don't understand.
Oh, wow. But you got volume, so that's, you know, I feel like it's got personality. You know?
That's why I look so angry. I'm just like, how do I deal with this?
Natasha, when she was litter, her eyes used to change colors depending on what she was wearing.
Oh, wow.
They still do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they still do, but they change with my mood now and the weather.
Well, let's get her angry.
They turn reddish brown.
Or we can get her happy or something, you know?
No, 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 do nothing.
Then do nothing.
Peter. I'm terrible.
This is why we're related. This is big brother, little sister.
Are we related, really?
Do you not see how much we look alike? What are you talking about?
Peter, don't run now.
I don't know what she's talking about. You have to, like, you know, mix it up a little.
Stay out of this.
Like, yeah.
Don't run now, Peter.
I'm going to fight you.
Her eyes will go red.
Look, where are you? You're in New York.
Yeah, once these planes stop falling out of the sky, I will go find you.
Oh, okay, wait, I want to say something. Michelle's birthday was yesterday. We're not going to sing happy birthday. We're not going to get sued by Disney.
What?
But happy B.
Okay.
Happy belated.
Oh, thank you.
Happy belated.
Well, thank you. Y'all told me this already yesterday. But
we texted you, but it's fine.
Yeah.
This episode is going to come out like super later, so nobody's going to know when it is. So it's fine.
We don't have no dates or anything. So, well, I mean, I guess. Well, so, yeah, we're not going to talk about when, but like whose birthday is coming up? I know Pete's passed already.
Yep.
Yes.
Mine is coming up in the next 2 months.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool.
So, are you going to be in the ATL or are you going to be in the Florida state?
No, I'm going to be in a cabin somewhere in Florida. In a cabin in Florida.
A cabin. I understand.
I'm saying it's a cannon. I'm like, what are you doing in a cannon?
No, a cabin in the woods.
Oh, cabin in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Okay, be careful. Be careful with those cabins.
Mm-hmm. Oh. No, I'm not going to be alone. There's other people going to be with me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I had a feeling.
Mm-hmm. You got a what?
Damn, she said I had a feeling.
A feeling. Okay.
She got the feeling.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about what's going on in politics lately?
I don't know. Do we want to go in there? Oh, my cat just bit me. What the fuck? Okay. Disco Mama. She's right here. She just bit me.
Yeah, the dog just came up to me. She wants to talk. Say something, Mocha.
We're going to politics right now.
Will we lose a bunch of listeners that way? It's like, there goes our.
I'm ready for that conversation tonight.
I'm not ready for it. We were having a nice thing about love.
Let's cut this one out.
Love.
Okay, I'll cut that whole section out.
And love.
Yes, it's a bunch of love. The politics of love.
But I'm actually right. I think I'm loved out for the evening. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
I think we're good with this episode. We did an hour.
Yes, we did. We talked the most this time.
Yeah, it's like almost an hour and a half. I'm going to go eat some sleep.
All about love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listeners, thank you for listening. And if you haven't signed up for 96 in Reverse, please click on the listen button and sign up. Cedric, what you got to say.
Thank you for being a part of this show, guys. It was a great time talking to my friends and getting closer together about life, love, and traveling. But please come and listen to us next time. We'll be here. See you in a week.
Nate?
Well, thank you to our listeners. And, you know, 96 in reverse. Only way to do it. Blessed be.
Michelle?
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Well, thank you all for joining us. I mean, it's always a pleasure to be on here, and hopefully we'll just be able to spice it up some more, but always happy to spend...
Leave it to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully Nate will come and spice it up some more. Yes. Please share more of your spicy stories with us. Thank you.
Remember, you can always email at team@96inreverse if you want to participate in the podcast. Also, merch is coming soon. We've been saying this for a while. I've been sick like a dog, so it hasn't happened yet. But 96 in reverse is over.
It is 96 in reverse, and you can't have the worst of my drink, and we can switch places. Now we are in